If you're just getting started in voiceover, what are some ways that you can train and practice voiceover on your own? Of course, you can pay a voiceover coach or you can hire someone to help with training, but what are some things that you can do yourself? That's what we're going to be talking about today on the podcast. Hey, it's Jason here. Welcome back to episode number 14 of the Voice Acting 101 podcast. It's where I try to answer your voiceover questions in the least amount of time as possible. And today's question is an audio submitted question. It comes from Brian. So let's give it a listen.
Hello. My question is about training and practice. Do you know of any material that might be available? Have any suggestions or references? I'd like to keep working on and honing my craft, so I've been looking for more ways to do that. I know there are specialists out there that you can pay, but for now, I want to learn on my own. Thank you.
Thanks for the question, Brian. Like you mentioned, you can definitely pay people to learn, and you do that by hiring a voiceover coach to help. But that's not going to be an option for everyone, and I don't think not being able to pay for training should really hold you back from getting started in voiceover. I know some people won't agree with that. I've heard that the cost of training is part of the voiceover startup costs, and that if you can't afford it, then you shouldn't start the voiceover business. I disagree with that. I think that you can do anything if you work hard enough, and if it's important enough, you're going to find a way, or you're going to end up doing it your own way. Now, there are some things that you can do to keep moving forward and improving that don't cost any money. In fact, I think there's this learning period that you need to take to figure out the basics. And this period to do that should come after you get your microphone, but before you actually hire a voiceover coach. So in other words, I wouldn't recommend immediately going from like knowing nothing about voiceover, not having a microphone, never hearing your recorded voice, jumping from that right to coaching. I think you'd be better off practicing some and getting comfortable on your own, so you can get to a place where you don't sound as bad, and then you can hire a coach if you need to. And in the process of practicing, you'll be learning by doing. And like everything in life, I think the more practice, the better you're going to become at it. So when it comes to practicing, a lot of people look for practice voiceover scripts online, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think, you know, like I said, the more practice, the better. And I'm going to include a link to a script library in the resources section if that's what you're looking for. But really, it doesn't have to be a practice script. You can read anything that you can find. It can be from anywhere. Just record it, play it back, and that's going to help you become more comfortable and figure out, like we talked about, the basics of voiceover and your sound. But if you're just reading through like 10 or 20 or however many practice scripts back to back, I'm not sure you're actually learning enough that it's going to make a difference in your performance. And I think that there's a limit to how much you're going to improve from just reading a script. And that's because there's nothing to compare your read to. Also, the danger is, you know, when you feel like you aren't making progress or you have no idea why you aren't being hired for jobs, you're going to end up discouraged. You may even end up quitting voiceover. So instead, I'd recommend that you learn by listening. It's what I did when I first started. It's what I still do today. And this basically just means finding completed projects in the voiceover niche that you're interested in and listening to it, but not just listening to it, but also studying the voiceover. And you can use these completed projects as great examples to learn from. So if you're into commercials, you can listen to the radio or a commercial on TV, or you can go to iSpot.tv and check them out there. If audiobooks are your thing, you can see what's successful on Audible or check out YouTube if you're into animations. So wherever you find it, it doesn't matter. Just find the example, write out the script, and before you start practicing, think about the example, and I've got some questions here I just wanted to talk about real quick. So a few questions that I would ask myself if I were listening to an example voiceover. So first, I would say, can I tell that this person is reading a script? Most likely, if it's a completed project, you cannot tell that that person is reading a script. I would also ask myself, is this their natural voice, or are they putting it on? Are any words being emphasized? If they are, if you've written out the script, you might want to bold those words just so that you can put some emphasis on it when you go to do your version of it. Do you notice any up or down voice inflections in the voiceover? A lot of times you won't even notice this, but it's just something to pay attention to and take note of. Is the read the same pace throughout the entire script, or are some lines being read faster or slower? Again, just something to take note of. Does the tone of voice change at any time during the read? sometimes on scripts, a lot of times actually, there's a transition part of the script, and it will usually go from, it depends on what it is, but many times there's a problem at the beginning, which is read one way, and then the tone of the voice is going to change halfway through at the transition, and it's going to become more positive when it starts talking about the solution. So just listen out for any tone of voice changes. And then what adjectives would you use to describe the read style? Would you say it's conversational? Would you say it's loud and in your face? Would you say it's aggressive, quiet, calm? There's tons of them. You know, what would you say that voiceover sounds like? How would you describe it to yourself? Or if someone couldn't hear that voice, how would you describe that voice? Once you have all that information, then just record your version of the script and compare yours to the example. Find out what's missing. What did you do right? What did you do wrong? Do this over and over. It's a much better way to practice on your own rather than just reading through practice script after practice script. But you also have to keep in mind that, you know, just like how learning by doing has limitations, learning by listening also has its limitations. And that's because it lacks the external feedback that can help so much and that you would get from coaching or training with someone. Now, for some people, listening, practicing, and improving comes easy, and they'll get to the point where they're good enough to start working or start getting work. And that's because they could hear what they needed to change themselves and made the right changes. But for others, it's going to be more difficult to listen and self-correct. And no matter which group you fall into, everyone can benefit from getting some type of feedback. Maybe that's through a voiceover evaluation, the improvement program, or by hiring and working one-on-one with a voiceover coach. But to close this up, my suggestion for practicing on your own would be to learn by listening. I think you can make a lot of progress by listening. So just find an example, study it, record it, and analyze your read to find the ways that you can improve. Do it over and over, and don't be afraid to try something new or something you aren't sure you can pull off. And you can even go off from the example some and just change things up. See how it sounds, and it's going to help to build your range. All right, that's all I've got. If you've got an idea on how to practice or train on your own, leave a comment below. Don't forget to check out the resources section, and I'd love to hear your voice on the podcast. If you've got a question, just record it and click the upload your voiceover question button that you see on this page to send it in. That's it for this episode. I'll talk to you next time. Have a great week. Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of the podcast. If you want to see another video, there's one waiting for you right here, or you can subscribe to the YouTube channel down in the corner. Or if you want to learn the 5 steps to becoming a voice actor, check out this free guide. It's available to download from voiceacting101.com/get-started. All right, that's it. I'll talk to you next time. See ya.